Dear friends of the Bellwether Park Catholic community, this is Father Scott C. Toller with another reflection. Let me ask you, do you like to dance? I haven't danced a lot in my life, and I can't say I'm a wonderful dancer, but I did like to dance. Now, why am I asking you this question? Because I've come across a really interesting comparison of dancing in the form of the word guidance. Okay, let me read it to you. Guidance. When I meditate on the word guidance, I kept seeing dance at the end of the word. I remember reading that doing God's will is a lot like dancing. When two people try to lead, nothing feels right. The movement doesn't flow with the music, and everything is quite uncomfortable and jerky. When one person relaxes and lets the other lead, both bodies begin to flow with the music. One gives gentle cues, perhaps with a nudge to the back or by pressing tightly in one direction or another. It's as if two become one body, moving beautifully. The dance takes surrender, willingness, and attentiveness from one person and gentle guidance and skill from the other. My eyes drew back to the word guidance. What I saw was I thought of God, followed by you and I. God, you, and I dance. God, you, and I dance. This statement is what guidance means to me. As I lowered my head, I began willing to trust that I would get guidance about my life. Once again, I became willing to let God lead. It's pretty powerful, isn't it? And that's so hard to do in this day of age because, you know, we really are tempted all the time by secular society to think that we have the capacity to make all the decisions in our life, that we have the capacity to do it without any help, that we have the capacity to tell God what God needs to do in our life. God, you, and I dance. That's really helpful if you have a serious prayer life. Because, you know, there's a place for making petitions, but there's also a place in prayer for us to say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. To say, here I am, Lord, I've come to do your will. You know what that does? That gives God an opportunity to really invite us deeper and deeper into the friendship that he so much wants for us. I'd like to encourage you this week to take some extra time for prayer. And in your prayer, speak lovingly and trustfully to God saying, Lord, here's my life. Direct me. Help me to be the person you want me to be. Help me not to ever become so discouraged because of my faults. Help me to become more and more fashioned into your own image and likeness so that I can be for other people what you want me to be. To be a helper, to be a leader, to be a person who listens so very, very well, to be an encourager. That's a very important time. You know, with the coronavirus and everything else going on in the times in which we live, we have to be encouragers, especially to the youth and to the senior citizens. If we listen attentively to the Lord, he's going to be working in our lives. He's going to give us opportunities to really become the Christian that he wants us to be so that we can be for others the face of Jesus, the hands of Jesus, the eyes of Jesus, the ears of Jesus. Please take some special time this week to do that. If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy and you're going to run on empty. Well, I will be praying for you in a special way this week. I ask you to say a prayer for me. God bless you and your loved ones.